The deadline for submitting public comments on the Discriminatory Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill is Monday, the 15th of August by 4 o'clock. It is crucial that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education receive as many submissions as possible, highlighting the problematic clauses of the Bella Bill, in particular the Lesufi clauses. These clauses seek to remove the power of school governing bodies to determine admissions and language policies, amongst others, while also curtailing the local community's ability to oppose the policy changes. By robbing governing bodies of these powers, the Department of Basic Education plans to centralize control over public schools, not in the hands of communities and parents who know what is best for their children, but in the hands of loyal cadres like the Gauteng MEC Panyaza Lesufi, who seek to capture public schools. Furthermore, the Bella Bill fails to take into account the practical implications of making grade R compulsory. The clauses regarding homeschooling fail to take into account the various concerns of the stakeholders, and the bill is also missing an opportunity to effectively regulate online and blended learning to alleviate the pressure on physical schooling. This draconian bill has received widespread criticism, with signatures that oppose it in the DA's Afrikaans and English petitions fast approaching 20,000. The Bella Bill will significantly change the educational landscape to the detriment of our youth for decades to come and quality education. The DA calls on the public to stop this destructive and discriminatory bill in its tracks and to submit their concerns in writing to Llewellyn Brown, the Secretary of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee of Basic Education, via email or online. It is important to ensure that all public, civil society, parents and communities also sign the DA's Stop School Capture petition to keep politics away from our school and ensure that we provide good quality education for all children of South Africa.